Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli narito na naman po kami at inyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay ikalawang linggo ng Agosto, Petsa 12. Petsa 12 nga ba? 11. 11 ata. Ah, 12. Ayan, marami po kaming inihanda ngayong hapon para sa inyong lahat. Kaya samahan niyo po kami mula ngayon alas 4:20 hanggang mamaya alas 5:20 at para makapagbigay naman kami sa inyo ng kaunting kasiyahan sa ngayong hapon na ito na napakaganda. Kahapon ang ganda-ganda rin, talagang parang summer. Kahapon at ngayon maganda ang panahon. Ang akin pong mga kasama ngayong hapon walang iba kung hindi sina Manang Trini and Ate Jo.
Mayang hapon kaninyong tanan, nagdaghang kang salamat sa kanunay ninyo nga pagpaminaw dinhi sa atong kadasimana nga programa. Of course, ako si Manang Trini. Ang telephone number nato karon dinhi sa studio is 819-8100 kung gusto ka mong manawag ka nato o mo-intra sa atong programa karong hapon. Daghang kang salamat at Tita V. At of course, kumusta po kayo?
Marami din po kaming mga bisita ngayong hapon, mga naggagandahang dilag na Pilipina. Surpresa po ito, kaya hindi ko muna sasabihin kung sino. And meron din pong isang poging tatawag mamayang hapon para mag-share ng mga events ngayong weekend at sa mga darating na araw.
Yay! Ayan!
Ang programa pong ito ng Samutsari ay palaging hinahatid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Wilson West, ISM New Zealand Limited at iba pang mga sponsors. Narito po si Ate Jo.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Mga gilyo namin taga-subaybay ng Samutsari, si Ate Jo po nag
wala.
magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Mga gilyo namin taga-subaybay ng Samutsari. Ako po ay nag-aanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Siyempre po, napakaganda ng panahon ngayon at siyempre magaganda pa rin ang ating mga bisita dito sa ating studio ngayon. So, medyo naligaw pa nga yung beauting isa eh. But, nandito siya. Nevertheless, nakarating na din siya. At nandito na siya at kapiling na natin. Kumusta naman, ay Trini? I miss you.
Ay, no. Sorry po. At hindi ako nakapunta. Kasi last weekend, hindi ako nakarating dito.
Yeah, busy si Mrs.
Yan. So,
busy si Lola.
Busy, oh no. Too busy si Lola, for sure. Yeah.
Pati ngayon, busy nga. Malapit na akong talagang late na late. Ano? But never mind. Mm-hmm. Nandito pa rin. Mm-hmm. Ang ganda ng araw eh. Ayan. Diba? Mm-hmm.
Ayan, meron ba tayong local news dyan?
Oh, meron, Tita Verge.
O may hanap buhay muna tayo.
Hanap buhay?
Ate Jo, maghanap buhay muna tayo.
Meron ba tayong mga special dyan sa...
print pa. Ayaw kumana yung printer.
Hindi, marami tayong specials ngayon. Tita Verge, ito po ang Planet Travel Special number 1. Ito po ang Philippine Airlines Oakland to Manila Fare. Fly direct to Manila return from $899 on Philippine Airlines. The fastest and only direct flight from Oakland to Manila, Philippines. So flying three times weekly, Monday, Thursday, Friday, from Oakland until the 30th of September 2018, then back to Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday. Sales end until further notice. So ito po maganda. Until further notice. So sales pa rin ang sales pa rin. So, departures until the 30th of November 2018, routing Oakland direct to Manila and vice versa, Wellington and Christchurch via Oakland to Manila return from $925, includes domestic flight on Jetstar. Queenstown via Oakland to Manila return from $975, this includes domestic flight on Jetstar. Overnight in Oakland is required, but of course there is no accommodation provided. Dunedin via Auckland to Manila return from $1,025. This includes domestic flight on Jetstar. Overnight in Auckland is required. No accommodation is provided. Economy return ticket valid for a maximum stay of 30 days, minimum of 2 days stay, inclusive of fuel surcharges, applicable airport departure taxes in Auckland and Manila, inclusive of travel agent and ticketing fees. Special conditions apply. Seats are subject to availability. This includes 30 kg check-in baggage, 7 kg hand carry, and meals and entertainment are provided, and there will be a shared large monitor. Ticketing within 24 hours of booking. Refunds non-refundable at all times, totally unused ticket or partially unused. Change fee, there is a fee of $300, and fare difference applies on fares booked from 16 April 2018 onward. No show and no show fee of $200 is applicable for bookings not canceled 48 hours prior to departure. Ticket must be upgraded to the next available higher fare. A fare difference will be collected at an extra cost. So tawagan lang po ang kanilang customer care service 0800-111-1131 or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
Anong validity niyan?
Tita Verds, until further notice. Pero ang departure dates ay until the 30th of November 2018.
Okay.
Pero ito, kailangan magmadali. Kasi...
Parang Philippine Airlines.
Iba ito.
Philippine Airlines and Jetstar, I think that one.
Mm, yes. But ito, hindi sinabi rito yung carrier. Pero... Balikbayan fare, sabi niya, from $979 return to Manila, Cebu, or Clarkville.
Cathay.
So, Cathay Pacific, maybe. Kasi siya lang ang
dito. Meron din ditong Philippine Airlines.
Meron
din? But the other... 970.
Yeah, this one is Philippine Airlines, the first one, 899. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this one...
Ano diferensya ng isang Philippine Airlines? Patingin nga. What is the difference? Why that is 899 only?
But ito kasi, hindi specified dito yung carrier, yung aircraft.
Oh, okay. And so that could be a different aircraft also.
This will be a different one. Mm-hmm. So ang sale...
No, I have one Philippine Airlines here, 979 din, and sales period is until 31 December.
But this one is until further notice.
This one?
Natin. Pero ito naman, itong carrier na ito, hindi binanggit, but I'm guessing this will be Cathay Pacific kasi siya ang nagpupunta sa Clark, di ba? But ang ending ng sale nila ay 20th of August.
Okay.
So,
malapit na.
That
is why that is special,
899. Yes.
979.
Departing Auckland, Christchurch, or Wellington via Melbourne.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
So, hindi direct flight ito.
Hindi direct flight.
So, it could be...
Hindi
Philippine Airlines.
Because of Clark.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And because it goes through Melbourne.
Yes, mm-hmm. Okay. So, ang ending po ng sales nito ay the 28th of August 2018. So, return economy class ticket valid for 6 months, inclusive of fuel taxes, New Zealand and Manila airport taxes, booking and ticketing fees, Cebu and Clarkfield airport taxes to be collected at departure airport. Mm-hmm. Pricing is subject to seat availability and, of course, special conditions applies. 30 kilos check-in baggage, 7 kilos hand carry. Meals and entertainment are provided. Stopovers permitted in Singapore for a maximum of 45 days in each direction and route to final destination. Mm-hmm. Ticketing within 24 hours of confirmation. Ang changes po nito ay US dollars naman.
Mm.
So
I'm almost sure that Singapore Airlines.
So changes USD or US dollar to 150 subject to seat availability for the same booking class. Refunds before departure, there's a fee of $350. No refund value after departure. No-show charges in case of no-show ticket is non-refundable, of course. Mm. Accompanied child from 2 to 11 years old, fare is 75% of adult fare plus taxes. So book now through Planet Travel's online booking form or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz or call 0800-11-1131 during business hours Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.30. Meron pa yung special?
Tama na muna yan.
Tama na. Okay. Baka kasi, sumopra yung special.
Oo, tsaka Philippine Airlines ito, iba ng presyo.
Iba na.
Iba
okay.
naman ang ano.
Okay. Ayan. Now, because of that, ang local news po natin ngayong hapon na ito is school buses can cost 100,000 more than a normal bus, says Oakland Transport. Oakland Transport has defended its attempts to axe school buses, saying it can cost an extra $50,000 to $100,000 a year to operate an extra bus, often only needed on a single school route or route. Oakland Transport says more than 70% of students catch regular public transport to school and the council body provides school buses where there is no suitable public option. The Herald has learned of parents pulling their children off buses and driving them to school as part of a new Central City bus network that came into effect on July 8. This drew a raft of complaints from the loss of school buses and other changes from the rollout of new bus networks across the city. Among the complaints are the loss of school buses to the cluster of public and private schools in Epsom, loss of school buses and changes to bus routes affecting students at Sacred Heart and Glendowie Colleges, and the axing of a bus service used by the elderly to attend the Green Lane Clinical Center. It allows a similar outrage in East Oakland last year that forced Oakland Transport to reinstate some school buses and improve other bus services after more than 1,400 parents signed a petition. Oakland Transport admitted that it could have done a better job in engaging with parents earlier. An Oakland Transport spokesman said as part of the new bus network, Oakland Transport had to assess whether or not school bus services should continue or change. In some cases, public routes were found to be better for schools, some of which had been increased to cater for higher demand around school times. In other cases, more school bus services had been provided. The previous school bus network had not been comprehensively reviewed in a long time. Many routes operated either morning or afternoon only, with no equivalent service at other times of days. Mm. This resulted in a complex system that was not easy for students or parents to understand. And that's what Oakland Transport spokesman say. And that's our local news.
They have to review it.
They have to review at time. Dami maapiktuhan.
Yeah, and but I agree as well that why dedicate a bus for a school which has got only one school for that route?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
When there are a lot of commuters who are disadvantaged in a way.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah.
And more expensive pa.
You're dumb if you do. Yung sabi nga nila, you're dumb if you do, you're dumb if you don't. So, so you just have to opt.
Yeah.
Baka hindi po bawal ba yan?
Okay. Yan.
Anyways, mag-music mo na tayo?
Hindi na?
Okay. Right.
Kapareho po ng naipangako namin sa inyo, meron po kaming mga bisitang mga magagandang dilag dito sa atin sa studio. At narito po, dalawa lang ngayon ang nakarating. Ang isa po dito ay Mrs. New Zealand Community Service 2017.
Yay!
Walang iba kung hindi si Anne Marie Buado Paran.
Yay!
Hello po sa inyong lahat. Magandang hapon po. Maraming salamat sa pagtanggap niyo sa amin dito sa Samut Sari.
Yay!
Our pleasure, Anne Marie. Saang franchise nakadikit ang Mrs. New Zealand wherein you are the last year ito, no? Meaning you are the current Mrs. New Zealand Community Service ngayon.
Yes, I am. And this is Mrs. New Zealand for the whole New Zealand, of course. Mm-hmm. And it is organized in, the director is Anita Prasad. Mm-hmm. So, actually, this year, we're running another show or pageant, mm-hmm. which is for 2018. Mm-hmm. And that's why the other beauty here, Jana, is with us.
And she is the candidate for this year.
She's the candidate for 2018. Mm-hmm.
For 2018. Ayan. Yes, we have Yana Cachola Beard, who is one of the candidates this year.
Yep, that's me. I'm so excited to be part of it. Since Catriona Gray won, I kind of got inspired to also join Mrs. Mm-hmm. New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So you are a Mrs. already?
That is correct.
Oh, my gulay. Have you got a child already?
I do. He's 9 months old.
Nine months old. And how old are you?
Ako po, 30 na ako this year.
Ano?
30 ako this
looking
year.
Looking young.
Parang lang 22.
Younger than her age.
Alam mo naman yung sinabi nila, 22. Same thing.
Yes, yeah. yes. Mm. Cool.
Ayan. So, balik tayo kay Anna Marie. As Mrs. New Zealand Community Service, what do you do?
Okay, as a Mrs. New Zealand Community Service, that's why I won the title. It's because I'm quite active in charities and serving the community for free, like doing volunteer work for the Breast Cancer Foundation New Zealand, SPCA, mm-hmm. and also Royal Canine Pet Therapy.
Mm. Royal
Canine pet therapy, and for the we go to the rest homes to volunteer together with my little dog, mm-hmm. and also I do charity work for the Mission Bay Cleaning, which is under the Sea Life Trust.
Okay,
mm-hmm. yes, nice. And now because of the Breast Cancer mm-hmm. Foundation New Zealand, I'm organizing a community event, mm-hmm. Not only for Breast Cancer Foundation, but also for SPCA, because I really love animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So apart from helping out mm-hmm. humans, I also mm-hmm. love animals. Mm-hmm. So now these beautiful girls with mm-hmm. me are also volunteering their time to support these two charities that I have organized. Mm-hmm. So I'm very thankful for these beauty queens and the fashion models that they mm-hmm. are also supporting this program.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, I am just a little bit confused kasi sabi mo this one is under a certain individual, Mrs. Prasad, and it is New Zealand wide.
Yes.
Because I know there is another Mrs. New Zealand last year mm-hmm. under Miss World franchise.
Yeah.
And they are also called Mrs. New Zealand
Community Service, no?
No.
Yeah,
Mrs.
Different.
New Zealand, iba na naman.
Yeah. Okay.
Ang iba ang title, pero Mrs. New Zealand pa rin. Okay. Nakadikit yung Mrs. New Zealand, pero yung isa ay tourism, yung isa ay...
Yeah. Mm. So this one, we've got actually two organizations for the Mrs. Mm-hmm. But the original one, which is under Anita Prasad, mm-hmm. used to be run by Bola. It is the original one, which is Mrs. New Zealand. But mm-hmm. this new one is called Mrs. New Zealand Asia International, something like that. So mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure, but there's a name. It's only for Asians.
Asia Pacific, I think.
International. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Mrs. New Zealand, Asia Pacific International. That's the new one.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
this original one that we are mm-hmm. involved in is the Mrs. New Zealand.
And that is under what franchisee?
It's
what is the organization that Mrs. Anita Prasad represents?
It is actually connected with the universe. You know, the Mrs.
Universe.
Yes. So this is
Miss Universe or Mrs. Universe?
It's Mrs. Universe.
Meron na ba tayong Mrs. Universe? I haven't heard
in New Zealand.
I knew there is Miss Universe because I have been attending for the last 3 years or so.
Yeah, because the candidate for the one who won for Mrs. New Zealand is going to international mm-hmm. pageant. So this mm-hmm. one is for the New Zealand itself, but the other one, that's the new one, they only have, if you can observe, you can see, mm-hmm. they only got those Asian people. Yeah, mm-hmm. Asian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's a different one.
Yeah. So it is not only confined to Filipinos, but kung Asian ka, Asian.
like, because Asians, it encompasses heaps, you know, you, you can be an Indian, you can be Chinese,
Asia Pacific, anyways,
yeah.
I'm not quite sure with the other organization, I don't want to talk about that, because I'm not involved with that, but what we are involved with is the Mrs. New Zealand, which is multicultural, because New Zealand is a multicultural country, so anyone can join.
So yes, but
as long as a New Zealand citizen.
But yes, but but what I am wanting to find out, so that everybody knows as well, is to which international beauty pageant are you connected with, or which one are you representing? It's because when you win Mrs. New Zealand, you represent New Zealand to somewhere, but with who and with what?
Because the right person to talk about this is the organizer, Anita Prasad.
Have you represented New Zealand in last year to another pageant internationally?
I am the Mrs. New Zealand Community Service. The Mrs. New Zealand herself is going this year for an international pageant. My one, I should be going for an international pageant this year.
Okay.
But I said no to that. I'll be going maybe next year, not this year.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you will still...
My one, because I'm not really the crowned Mrs. New Zealand. I am I get
community
the title
service.
Mrs. New Zealand for
community
charities,
service.
Community service. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you also have an international scene that you are going to
enter. But it's up to me which organization I'm going to join internationally.
Right.
That's also a competition, or just community service direct? Doing good for the world.
It's a for beauty pageant, a beauty with a purpose. This one, because there are a lot of beauty pageants now, which is only for beauty. So I think it's better if you represent your country. It has to do something with your community. That's what I think. You have to be out there helping your community as a role model.
Okay.
Not just being a beautiful.
I
think the others are the same, because as I mentioned earlier, I have watched Miss Universe for the last 3 years, and they have a community service as well. They have got how do you call that, charities that they espouse and raise money for, and the same as with Miss World and Mrs. World. I have been attending that for the last 3 years as well, and even before. So most probably your one is the same. I mean, the same beauty with a purpose also, but a different organization.
Yeah, different organization, different titles. So they have their, I think, I'm not quite sure, but the other organization, they have Mrs. New Zealand Asia Pacific International Ambassador they got ambassadors there. Our one is Mrs. New Zealand, first runner-up, second runner-up, Mrs. New Zealand Community Service.
Right.
For charities.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah. That's quite good. I will sponsor you to become Mrs. New Zealand.
So, I think I passed that, my expiry already.
My ano ba yan? My age?
Mayroong age, ano yan?
Age limit ba?
Of course.
Wala?
Wala.
Ayan, wala ka nang excuse.
Wala ka excuse, Ate Jo. If there is no use by date, your own, Ate Jo.
No, Tita Verge, pass.
So much of self-confidence.
Yeah. But then again, Tita Verge is the community person. So among three of us, she's the very charitable one.
I think she will be the one, you know?
I'm only for community service.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
For the beauty thing.
Kaya lang, Mrs. ka pa ba?
Miss not.
Oh, question. question ba yan?
Mrs. ba?
Ayun.
Missed.
Missed na.
Missed.
Ayan. So, what is your next project, Anna Marie?
Okay, my next project is the community fundraising event for the Breast Cancer Foundation New Zealand and SPCA. This is called Color Diversity. Charity fashion show. It's color diversity. It's because different races, like it's not like other fashion shows, it's only like you're showing just the style for today or the style for this month. But this one you have to show different styles from different races. We actually have different cultures, the Indians, Fijians, and said Europeans and Filipinos. Mm-hmm. So we have 7 models per group. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a very exciting event.
And where?
It's going to be at Panmure Community Hall on the 6th of October.
6th of October. Okay, cool.
7 p.m. So 7 we're all inviting you all.
Oh, thank you.
Join and how much is the ticket? You might as well take the advantage.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you very much. Okay, so the tickets are being sold through iTicket.
Okay.
Or you can also, it's online through iTicket. You can also buy at the Q Theater in Auckland City.
Auckland City,
yes. And the Pump House Theater at Takapuna.
Takapuna, yes.
Mm-hmm. Or you can buy the printed tickets from me or from one of the models.
No, cool. Okay,
so that's going to be fun for the night. So we are all inviting you, right, Janet?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All invite them
and,
to come.
And the beneficiaries of that particular event in October is the Breast Cancer Society and the SPCA.
Yes, 100% of the ticket proceeds will go to those two charities. That's why at the moment we are also inviting sponsors so that we can cut the cost for that and we can give everything to the two charity organizations. Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's fantastic. I like that because, firstly, I have got a breast. Secondly, I have got
a dog.
Dogs.
Oh, wow.
You got a canine.
Nice. Yeah.
Respect.
Yes. Nothing more from you?
Yes, so together with... Thank you very much.
I will concentrate on her.
And everyone. With Jana. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jana, do you want anything to say?
Yeah, so we're really passionate about this charity show. We're so excited to be part of it. So make sure you actually go. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing clothes, amazing models, and amazing... just the spectacle.
Performance.
The whole thing is going to be amazing.
So. And we have an uprising star coming, a singer, Sea Blue. Mm. If you have heard about Sea Blue. So we all invite you to come. That's on the 6th of October, Saturday night, 7 p.m. at Panmure Community Hall.
Right.
Thank you very much.
And how much per person?
It's $20 per adult, $15 for kids.
And for seniors?
well, ano yan? Meron discount.
It falls under adults.
May gold card ka ba?
Okay. And what about the competition that Yana is going to join? Will that be the same in October or is it another event?
Which is the competition?
That's why I'm supporting breast cancer as well. It's because that is the charity organization that Mrs. New Zealand is supporting. So, Jana, you might want to talk about that one for Mrs. New Zealand.
Yeah.
So Mrs. New Zealand, we obviously support Breast Cancer Society Foundation, and so that's all the funds will go to that.
And when is the competition to get the Mrs. New Zealand this year, 2018?
So this year will be November 10. It'll be in Papakura Hawkins Theatre.
Okay, right.
And how much is the ticket?
So the tickets are currently $40.
$40.
That's right. But it includes the red carpet as well.
A what?
Red carpet. So what, you have like a paparazzi.
Red carpet, yeah.
Take photos.
So includes, does it include a drink this time?
That's correct.
That means we can eat red carpet or we walk on the red carpet.
Yes, you. It'll be
and
a
then
nice girl's
there
day
is
out.
Obviously, maybe there is a photo booth or so.
Uh-huh, definitely.
And that is for free or is on top of $40?
That's all inclusive.
Yeah, it's all inclusive.
All inclusive. Plus the drink.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, so red carpet means you're on the red carpet, walking on the red carpet, and you can have a photo, the special photo for you.
I'm fond of food, that's why I thought,
me too.
But because there is a Filipino food called bagnet, and that is food.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
What is that?
Meat, bagnet.
From Ilocos.
Ilocos.
Oh, okay. Yes.
They serve that at Ensalada Cafe in K Road and beautiful food.
Okay. Yeah, that's very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Pinagutom mo ako.
So tell us more about the competition that you are going to join, Yana.
So the boot camp hasn't started yet. It will start on the 1st of September. So we'll have all that time to prepare catwalk training and also Q&A training. So I'm a big fan of Jonas Gafud back in the Philippines. So I'll be traveling to Philippines tomorrow, actually.
Oh, good on you.
For a couple of weeks. Hopefully I can get a little bit of training sessions there as well.
And your competition, will there be some cultural part as well where, like, say, because you come from the Philippines, are you going to showcase Philippine culture?
Of course. So the national wear is one of the parts of that, and I'd really love to show off the Filipino culture.
Yeah, I think from Mrs. New Zealand last year, Mrs. New Zealand, they have this, they have question and answer, because it's a must in a competition, in a pageant like that. So question and answer. You have the cultural, but it's a Kiwi culture. So cultural costume, and you have the sports, and the gown competition.
So where does the cultural aspect come in?
You mean your own culture?
Your own culture.
I guess you kind of have to wait and find out.
Because it's Mrs. New Zealand, so you are going to present the culture of
the
Mrs.
Culture
New,
of
Zealand.
New Zealand.
So
all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's cultural costume for Mrs. New Zealand, and the sports, and the swimsuit, and gown. And then after that, it's the question and answer portion.
Talent portion.
Talent portion, yeah.
There's no talent portion.
Ah, walang talent. No,
it's question and answer like the Miss Universe.
Oh, okay.
So what's the sports?
Sports, sportswear. It's a sportswear.
Sportswear.
I thought
sportswear.
But because the Miss World ones, they have got the sport really.
Sportswear.
No. Even the sports
itself.
But they do it not during the
pageant,
but beforehand. Whoever is the winner or whatever they excelled in, that is presented during the event.
The grand final.
For the coronation.
Ah.
Or because I think that's part of the marking or
points
system.
So that must have replaced the swimsuit. Is it the sports suit?
Meron pa din.
No,
my swimsuit pa din?
For Mrs. New Zealand, we have the beach wear.
Oh, my beach wear.
Except if you're going to wear a swimsuit or something like a beach.
Anything beach, okay.
Costume. Sports wear, it's up to your idea. What is your, what's your favorite sports? Or you might as well wear gym clothing.
Yeah.
And for the New Zealand costume, which is the cultural thing, is something you want to wear, like a fern, silver fern, or like last year I wore the silver fern. And for the gown, it's evening gown.
Evening gown, so.
Made in the Philippines.
No, it's Mrs. New Zealand.
Mrs. New Zealand.
Yeah, but made in the Philippines, yung gown.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you can have a gown made in the Philippines, that's like,
fantastic.
Then why not? But kasi, it's an evening gown.
Kasi mostly, yung pang mga ganyan, they really go back to the Philippines and buy gowns, Kaya yung mga gowns nila, it's different, unique in a way na hindi pangkaraniwan dito. That is why. That's the question,
Like, for example, the Miss Universe this year.
Oh,
and even last year, on the year before, it was the
Filipino.
Filipino
designer.
The couturier is a Filipino.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sydney, I forgot his last name.
Okolia,
from Cebu.
Yes.
And love.
Talented man yung mga Bisaya ba?
They got very nice gowns. There's no question about that.
Very nice gowns,
Very nice gowns. Yeah. And the beauty of that is the Filipino talent
showcased.
Showcased. But what I mean is, he was really talented that he was able to show the personality, sort of the individual, whether it is a Maori or the other one was even, how do you call that religion with the...
The burqa.
Yeah.
The burqa.
Yeah. And she came out nicely with the evening gown, Filipino made with Filipino materials, but... She was like with a burqa and all that.
So if you can afford it, you can get Filipino designer on your evening gown. That's not
Because last year, Mrs. New Zealand, we had the sponsor. She provided all the gowns.
Nice.
So all the gowns came from the U.S.
Okay.
Yes,
cool.
Made. Yeah.
And this time, given to the contestants already after that.
I'm sorry?
Was
keep.
Were the gowns?
Are they for
given
keeps
to the
or
contestants
not?
Already?
No.
So they get to return it.
They have to be.
They will recycle it maybe for the next lap.
Yes, they will sell it. It's because it's being shown on stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. So like a fashion show, anyhow.
Advertising it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Nice. Cool. Interesting.
So, how do you feel, Jana?
You
feel confident?
I'm quite expectant, a little bit confident, but I don't want to say too much because I haven't actually met the other ladies just yet.
So how many contestants is there going to be?
I am not sure at the moment. Mm-hmm. We haven't started the boot camp just yet.
Okay. Mm.
And where are you from in the Philippines?
So my parents are from Paranaque. Mm-hmm. My grandmother still lives there. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And cool. You were born there?
I was born in the Philippines, mm-hmm. That's correct.
So you are not Bicolana, nor Cebuana, nor Pampangueña?
I don't think so. Tagalog.
Ilocano?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Ilocano, Tito.
Yeah, Ilocano. I'm Ilocano too, from La Union.
Yeah, there you go.
So you know bagnit as well. And what is the other vegetable like pinakbet? There is another one.
Dinding-ding.
There's another one still after dinding-ding. There is another Ilocano one with vegetables. Beautiful. I tasted it, but I forget the name.
Binubutan. Maybe. Something like that.
Saluyot.
Saluyot is only one vegetable.
Saluyot. Marami yan sa amin.
Yeah. Ganun ba?
Hindi. Mm-mm. Ang sa inyo, alugbati.
May saluyot kami.
May saluyot din sa inyo?
Yes.
Kayo Ilocano, ah?
May saluyot. May tanim nga akong saluyot, eh.
May ganun ba?
Ayan. Yan. So, thank you very much. Good luck to you, the both
thank
of you. Sana manalo kayo.
Of course. For Jana.
Yeah, nanalo na
siya. Di ba may competition ka rin?
Next week. Next week.
Just fashion show.
Yeah, Color Diversity Charity Fashion Show. You're all invited.
Mm, okay. But aren't you going to compete anyway next year?
I'm not quite sure yet.
Not quite sure. Okay. But you're thinking about it.
Thinking about it, yeah.
Right. Perfect.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you very much for having us here. Thank you.
Good luck.
One music, Manang Trini. Yes. Already 5:00. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Samut Sari, Philippine News. 15 billion pesos for peace funds unliquidated. The Commission on Audit, or the COA, has called out the Department of Social Welfare and Development over 15 billion pesos funds intended for beneficiaries of the Pantawid Pamilyang Pilipino Program, or the 4Ps, which remain unliquidated. In its 2017 audit report, the COA said that DSWD transferred 183.357 billion pesos to the Land Bank of the Philippines for over-the-counter payments, or 4Ps, beneficiaries from 2008 to 2017. Of this amount, only 172.610 billion pesos was liquidated as of December 31, 2017. Of the amount, only 43.32% or 4.655 billion pesos pertains to funds transferred to Land Bank from 2008 to 2016. The COA said non-liquidation of the funds is a violation of the Memorandum of Agreement signed between the DSWD and Land Bank, which states that liquidation documents should be submitted within 5 working days from the last date of scheduled payout. Non-adherence to the liquidation provision resulted in accumulation of funds transferred to Land Bank, which may become idle funds, the audit agency said. It is worthy to mention that the amount transferred is for immediate release to 4Ps beneficiaries to ensure that their immediate financial needs are addressed. The failure of Land Bank to release these benefits through the conduits is tantamount to depriving them of the needed resources to get through their daily needs. In a comment incorporated in the report, the DSWD said the unliquidated balance was only 9.881 billion pesos as of last February. The DSWD said 3.789 billion pesos pertains to past due balance or the amount transferred to land bank from 2008 to 2016, unremitted cash grants. The COA also called out the DSWD over its failure to return to the Bureau of Treasury a total of 5.385 billion pesos refunded by Land Bank to conduits for unclaimed cash grants of four peace beneficiaries. Of the amount, 4.099 billion pesos was refunded by Land Bank conduits from 2013 to 2016 but remains unremitted to the BTR. The DSWD's failure to return the unused fund was in violation of Section 88 of the 2017 General Appropriations Act, which states that unexpended balances of appropriations shall be reverted to the general fund at the end of the validity of the appropriations and shall not thereafter be available for expenditure except by subsequent legislative enactment. Failure to claim or collect the cash grants as soon as these are available for a long period of time and for no valid reason means that they don't need them. Accordingly, this should be rightfully be returned to the coffers of the government.
That was a lot of money there, unclaimed.
Dami.
Yes, dami. Now, our news, Philippine news, second news for this afternoon, the Manila Police District, MPD, is recruiting police women to form an all-female special weapons and tactics team. So ito ang bagong SWAT team ng Philippines is for all women's team. An official said yesterday. Senior Inspector Renante Parladi, MPD SWAT team coordinator, said they plan to complete a unit composed of women by October. The all-female team will be tapped to deal with hostage-taking incidents and fight organized crime, he added. The SWAT has at least 60 police officers and only three are women. Parladi said the new recruits who will come from the different MPD units will be trained in close quarters combat and undergo a basic internal security operations course. On another news, the national ID should be mandatory. That's what the lawmaker says. Mm-hmm. Now, the Filipinos should not be allowed to opt out from having a national identification card, one of the proponents of the recently approved Philippine Identification System Act said. Speaking to the chiefs of Signal TV's One's News on Friday night, Ang Edukasyon Party List Representative Salvador Bilaro Jr. said the intent of the law is to make national ID mandatory. The wording of the law is all citizens and resident aliens. The wording is shall, not may, or so it is mandatory, he said. Mm-hmm. Bersales said, head of the Philippine Statistics Authority, that will implement PhilSys, earlier said that no one will be forced to have a national ID. Bilaro Bersales and National Privacy Commission Chair Liboro allied fears that the privacy of citizens would be compromised because of the program. Liboro said they will hammer out in the implementing rules and regulations the details of the processes that would be undertaken to ensure that system will not be breached and that the data are protected. And that's our Philippine news this afternoon.
At narito po naman ang ating Pinoy showbiz news.
Yes.
Lotlot de Leon slams netizen over hurtful comment about being adopted. Hindi napigilan ang aktres na si Lotlot de Leon na sagutin ang isang netizen na pinaratangan silang magkakapatid na binabaliwala raw ang kanilang ina, ang superstar na si Nora Aunor. Nag-ugat ito sa Instagram post ni Lotlot noong August 6. Nag-post si Lotlot ng larawan kung saan kumpleto silang magkakapatid. Siya, sina Ian, Matet, Kiko at Kenneth. Caption dito ni Lotlot: Families are the compass that guides us. They are the inspiration to reach great heights and our comfort when we occasionally falter. Brad Henry, there's no place like home. P.S. Thank you, Father Ferdinand, for accepting our invitation to hold Mass for us. God bless everyone and happy Sunday. Nagpamisa ang magkakapatid para sila pala sa reunion nilang yun na bihira raw mangyari. Ayon sa isang reliable source, tinawagan at imbitado sa naturang reunion ang kanilang ina na si Nora. Pero nataong busy raw noong araw na iyon ang aktres kaya hindi ito nakarating sa reunion ng kanyang mga anak. Sa kanilang limang magkakapatid, si Ian lamang ang biological son ng superstar na sa dati nitong asawa na si Christopher De Leon. Sina Lotlot, Matet, Kiko at Kenneth ay pawang adapted o ampon. Maraming netizens ang natuwa sa pagsasama-sama ng magkakapatid, pero mayroon ding ilang humusga. Sa mga negatibong komento, isa ang sinagot dito ni Lotlot. Ayon sa Instagram user na si @loose6565, the fact that she adopted all of you and did not let you die in the dumpster, respect and give love in return, calling those good kids, where are you? Ipinost ni Lotlot ang screenshot ng komento ng naturang netizen sa kanyang IG noong August 9, kalakip ang mahabang mensahe. Dito ay magalang na sinagot ng aktres ang hurtful and slanderous comment ng netizen na mababa raw ang tingin sa mga ampong gaya niya. Sabi ni Lotlot sa netizen, "It looks like you're a decent woman. By the looks of it, you have your family beside you, smiling with you with all the pictures you have in your IG. Maybe the only difference we have, you and I, is that they're your blood. You know, ma'am, I don't usually comment nor waste my time explaining myself to people who have nothing good to say. Now, if you ask me what makes you different from the rest of us, it's because I feel with your hurtful and slanderous comment, not only to me but to all kids that are or have been adopted, is very unkind and inhumane." Patuloy niya, "We did not choose the lives that we have, but what we chose is to be always grateful for the family who took us in. The only way we can really give back is to show our adoptive parents that they have done a great job in showing us how to love one another. I know that we live in a free world where we have the chance to speak and say our piece even when sometimes it's uncalled for. I hope we use this as a tool to lift each other up rather than to judge and disrespect one another. Vuelta pa ng aktres sa netizen, Miss Luz, you know nothing about me and my siblings. People like you are a wolf in a sheep's clothing." Woof. Yeah. "As for us, my siblings and I, regardless, adopted love and respect one another and will have each other to protect and care for one another. Always have, always will. And like you, we will continue to smile in our pictures because we know what we have, no one can break apart." Idiniin ni Lotlot sa huli na mahal nila ang kanilang ina na si Nora, pero hindi raw sila ang klase ng pamilya na naghuhugas ng maruming damit sa publiko. "Now, as for my mom, we love her dearly. That is one that should never be questioned. But as you know, we are the kind of family that do not wash our dirty clothes in public. Respect begets respect, Miss Luz."
Ayan. Sa yan, sabihan mo nga yan. Galing.
Matindi.
Ayan. Matindi. Talaga nga naman. Itong problema ng mga social media ngayon eh, di ba?
Masyadong natira. Meron din namang mga nagsasamantala na
buti nga
social media user na ginagamit na platform yun para sirain kaibigan, kamag-anak, in fact, even close family.
Yeah. Ang tanong ko, who are you to judge?
Exactly. Oh.
Dapat merong watchdog ang say Facebook, right. Instagram, IG, or whatever. And they should, kahit na na-release na, pag nakita nilang below the belt, dapat hilahin. Hugutin.
Dapat i-block, ano?
Oh, i-block.
Oh, dear.
Dapat yan.
Ayan.
On another note, meron po tayong community news.
Okay, yeah.
Ito po, merong Lumad Coloring Groups, Lumad Coloring Books that is suitable for both adults and kids. $20 donation lang po per book towards 1 year school supplies of one Lumad scholar. please contact Ami Maga of Migrante Aotearoa on 022-607-3918 to reserve your copies. Ito pong Lumad Books na ito ay produced, of course, ng Lumad Schools. Na-share po namin dito sa inyo, sa Samutsari, nung bumisita ang isang member nila na naka-assign dito sa Auckland, wherein ipinaliwanag niya na dahil dun sa mga
isolated
mina,
areas.
Oh, okay. Mina sa Mindanao.
Yes.
Farther area ng Mindanao. Mayroong mga lupa daw na kinatitirahan ng mga Lumad children at may mga eskwelahan na na-displace ang mga bata kasi wala binuldose
na. Tira na.
Yung mga eskwelahan.
Mm. Ah.
So, wala silang pinag-aaralan, wala silang eskwelahan.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya, bukod sa hirap sila, natural, kung whoever the schools are, hindi tayo kumpleto sa impormasyon dyan. But as per the broadcast that was shared with us, kung saan-saan lang sila makakuha ng eskwelahan para matuloy yung klase ng mga bata. And syempre, kulang din sila sa pondo dahil wala silang nakukuhang pondo mula sa gobyerno.
Yes.
Kaya puro donation at fundraising yung kanilang... Ito po ang isang pagkakataon. Kababayan din natin sila. Pilipino din sila. Hindi man sila kapareho natin ng paniniwala, Pilipino pa rin sila, anak pa rin sila ng Diyos.
Mm-mm.
So kung meron kayong $20 dyan na naitatago, meron din naman kayong makukuhang aral o kultura dito sa coloring books na ito na suitable nga for both adults and kids.
Yes.
Magtabi po kayo ng $20.
You've got a few
sana.
Copies.
Ako mayroon na ako. Nakabili na ako ng anim.
Anim niyo? Yeah, that's right.
And bibili pa rin ako. Pa, dadaling ko sa mga apo ko.
Yes.
I-share nila.
Yes.
Ayan. And ito po yung si Bishop Broderick Pabilio. Bishop po ito for the Lumad Coloring Books. Ni-endorse niya po ito. I endorse this coloring book, Lumad, a coloring book with indigenous designs and patterns from Mindanao.
Mm-hmm.
It is a noble project. It makes us aware of our Lumad brothers and sisters in Mindanao and brings us in touch with their culture and artistry. At the same time, by buying and promoting this book, we are also helping our Lumad communities keep their rich traditions and way of life. We help and support the Lumad schools in their mission to teach the Lumad children.
Ayan.
And narito pa po, mayroon pa akong gustong i-share sa inyo. Ito naman ay tungkol po ito sa immigration. Although this is coming from the current political party who is the government at the, of the day, it doesn't matter kasi para sa immigration po ito, para sa lahat. This is multicultural labor. The speaker is Dr. Deborah Russell, MP for New Lynn, who will be hosting the Minister for Immigration, Honorable Ian Liz Galloway, in the New Lynn electorate on Tuesday, 21 August this year. 21 August, next weekend na yata ito.
The following Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. If you belong to an organization or community group that supports the migrant community, we invite you to attend a public meeting with Dr. Russell and Minister Galloway on this day, which is 21 August, Tuesday from 7 p.m. at the New Lynn Friendship Club, 3069 Great North Road, New Lynn. Free event po ito, but you can ask, obviously, the Minister for Immigration
questions
about current immigration laws, lalo na din apektado po dyan yung mga estudyante na may mga visa, student visa at nag-aaral dito, wherein hindi nila alam kung ano ang next step nila. Kung yung bang kanilang pinag-aralan ay makakakuha ba sila ng trabaho o kung nasayang lang yung kanilang pag-aaral at gastos ng kanilang pamilya. At meron din pong another Filipino labor network naman po ito, an evening with current MPs Phil Twyford, Michael Wood, and Deborah Russell on 22 September from 2:30 to 5:30 at New Lynn Friendship Club Hall. Ayan.
Ayan.
Mm-hmm. Ah, malapit na namang matapos. Ano pala? Ang ating pakikipagniig sa inyong lahat. Kaya't kami po'y walang sawang nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawa ring pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samot Sari. Ito po si Tita Verge, nagpupugay sa inyo. Magandang hapon po.
At ito naman po si Ate Jo. Maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat. Happy listening kay Ate Lolit at sa lahat ng ating mga masugid na tagapakinig na walang sawang nakikinig sa atin tuwing Linggo. Salamat po.
Ako naman po si Manang Trini. Of course, manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan o sa kanunay. Nagpasalamat kami sa inyong walay kahumanan yung pagsuporta sa atong kadasimana sa radyo. I just want to greet the love of my life who gave me all the happiness I could ask for in life, my husband Duncan. Happy birthday, lovey, yesterday. Happy birthday to my nephew also, as well as my brother-in-law. Happy birthday to Elsa Arnold, Manang Mel, Valentine in Australia. And of course, Caitlin Go, kahapon, at saka si Adrian Rin Bacaltos din kahapon. Sorry, di kami nakapunta. Busy kaming nagpa-practice ng sayaw. Yes.
Christina and Alf.
Yes.
Ako naman talagang namamanhid. Pareho ang dalawang pa ako. Hindi ako makalakad in the morning. Grabe. So nagpamasahin na muna ako.
Oh, dear me. Yes.
But we will see you. We'll see you soon.
Ayan. Maraming salamat po.
Isang awitin ba yan, Marang Creamy? O chicken? Chicken dance. Ito lang yan. Maraming salamat po sa aming mga sponsors na walang sawa ring nagtataguyod dito sa atin sa Samot Sari. Walang iba kung hindi ang Planet Earth Travel, JNM Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Wheels on West New Zealand, ISM New Zealand Limited at Western Union Money Transfer. Maraming salamat po at sa inyong lahat na aming mga tagapakinig. Magandang gabi po. Ipakita sa mundo.